Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 998, for Saturday, January 18th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Sliding three spots from 17 to 20, Andromeda's Edge, by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 19,995 views. That's a decline of 3,697, or about 16% from last week, and is about 1,100 fewer than last week's number 20. We are continuing to come down from the lofty heights of a couple of weeks ago for these games. We see lots of games with declines of 15, 16, 17%. So that's going to be your average decline. That's sort of like what you would consider to be a consistent performer, is if it loses that much. So when we see a game lose less, that means it's actually doing not too bad despite losing that extra amount, losing ground. And then when we see a game lose more, they're the ones who have really dropped. Re-entering at number 19, Foundations of Metropolis by Emerson Matsuuchi, published by Arcane Wonders with 20,082. 87, more than Andromeda's Edge, and last week it only had like 1,000 views, maybe 1,300, so it has a 1,370% increase over last week. Sliding 7 from 11 to 18, Sky Team by Luc Raymond, published by Scorpion Maskey, with 20,302. 220 more than Foundations of Metropolis, and a decline of 27%. So there, you see, that is an above-average decline. After 2 weeks at number 16, back 1 to 17, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 20,332. Just 30 more than Sky Team, a decline of 15%. The gap here between Spirit Island and Andromeda's Edge is only 337. This is the sixth week in either position 16 or 17 for Sky Team or Spirit Island, sixth week in a row. Re-entering at number 16, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games with 20,563, just 231 more than Spirit Island. Falling back from number 6 down to 15, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 21,076, about 500 more than The Elder Scrolls, and a decline of 30%. This ends a five-week run back in the top 10 for Slay the Spire. Repeating at number 14, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 21,942. About 860 more than Slay the Spire, a decline of 16%. Stepping back one from 12 to 13, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 22,177, 235 more than Brass, a decline of 16%. Meanwhile, falling back from 7 to 12, Duel for Middle Earth, by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repost Production, with 25,061. Here's a gap of nearly 3,000 views. It's also a decline of 15%, but since we have this sort of delineation here, it falls more positions. It ends a three-week run back in the top 10 for Duel for Middle Earth. And back down 1 to 11, where it was 3 weeks ago, Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games with 25,809, about 750 more than Duel for Middle Earth, and a decline of 10%. So they're a little better than the average. That is one of four games falling out of the top 10 this week. Again, from 10 to 11, Civolution. From 7 to 12, Duel for Middle Earth. From 6 to 15, Slay the Spire. And from 9 to 21, Fromage. Number 10. Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games with 27,799. About 2,000 more than Civolution, a decline of just 5.4% as it steps back two positions from where it was last week. There's a reason for this. It's the same reason that Wormspan is up at number 22 this week. We'll get to it in a bit. This is the 85th week in the top 10 for Wingspan, making it sole possession of number 11 on the most views of all time list. It, however, has only spent 2 weeks in the top 10 here. The last time it spent 2 weeks in the top 10 was last January. The year before that, it spent 1 week in the top 10. So it's really tacking on weeks very, very slowly. It has about 819 views fewer than last week's number 10. Number 9, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 29,911. More than 2,000 better than Wingspan, but a bigger decline of 44%. I think that is the biggest decline we see within the top 20. After 2 weeks at number 3, it tumbles down six positions to the lowest position it's seen in nearly 2 months, going back to late November when it was last number 10. Number 8, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 29,970, just 59 more than Ark Nova, a decline of 24%, so also above the curve, or below the curve, but not quite so much as Ark Nova. Harmony spent the last 2 weeks at number 5, so it is down 3. This is its 20th week in the top 10, though, making it the 53rd game to spend that many weeks or more in the top 10. Number 7, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 31,483. About 1,500 more than Harmonies and a gain of 23% from where it was last week at number 15, an 8-position climb. The reason for it is that the new expansion for the game, a second expansion called Tunnel Vision, has been announced. Number 6, Dragons Down by Scott Demers, published by Active Magic Games and Mr. B Games, with 34,668, about 3,200 more than Heat, a lot more than it had last week. It only had about 8,000 views last week. This is a debut, the first of three that we will see here in the top 10. The Dragon's Down, which does not have an apostrophe in it, so I don't really know what that term means. Dragon's Down, Anyway, it's inspired by Magic Realm, classic game from 1979, ranked within the top 2,000, but well-known and beloved by older gamers. It's a fantasy adventure game. Here, quote, players seek fame and glory from hidden treasure sites and fight monsters, unquote. Number 5, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 39,041. About 4,400 more than Dragons Down, a decline of 17%, and it steps back one position to the lowest position it has seen in nearly 3 months, going back to the last week of October. Number 4, Aridia by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with 46,534, 7,500 more than Arcs. Here's one of your bigger declines, 36% decline, as it tumbles out of the number 1 position, down 3 spots. Number 3, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 50,205, about 3,700 more than Aridia, and a decline of 15%. It, however, steps back just one position, down 1 for the second week in a row from where it was 2 weeks ago at number 1, last week the runner-up, and this week falls in behind 2 debuts. Number 2, Foxpaw by Stefan Godot, published by Godot Games with 61,134. It's about 11,000 more than SETI. This is, as I said, a debut. It is referred to on the GameFound site as a, quote, highly interactive, crunchy, worker placement board game. Join unique houses with game-breaking skills in a magical school, unquote. Also on that page, it refers to one of the mechanisms, or at least one of the concepts that's in the game as Prisoner's Dilemma. It's a well-known game theory concept. It has about €250,000 pledged on GameFound so far. Number 1, Finspan, by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemaier Games with 112,686 views. That is 51,000 more than Foxpaw, so it wasn't close. It is in fact the 20th most views we have ever seen for a single week. The last time we had over 100,000 views was in the middle of July last year when Arx did it, and then about 6 months before that, Wormspan's debut also was over that mark. As you can likely tell from the name, Finspan, it is a reimplementation of Wingspan, which was released in 2019 and currently ranked number 32, number 10 in page views this week. It is the third and considered currently to be the final game in this series. Clearly with the word fin in there, it tells you that it's about fish and not birds. Some differences that are mentioned are that you are, quote, not limited to the first open slot, unquote, when you place your cards, and, quote, has a strong focus on spatial elements, unquote, because you can have fish schooling in some way. For Saturday, January 18th, 2025.